cry to go see him. And then when I stayed there a couple of weeks, and I cried to come see my, back to see my mother in Florida. And so I guess one day he got tired of just running back and forth up the road, so he left and I didn't ever see him again. But I loved him, so since after I got out of the Navy, then I tried to find him through the newspaper, or the Pittsburgh Courier, Chicago Defender. They were color black papers that was nationally distributed.
They went all over the country.
Over the country. Yeah. And I tried it, and then I didn't ever get any response, so I finally gave up the idea of finding him. But even today, I would like to see him.
I can imagine that must be hard.
Yeah.
What about the ideas for your other paintings and sculpture? You mentioned the story of Emmett Till, how that inspired you to make a
You see, I usually get my inspiration for painting and sculpture through my through the daily routine. If somebody hurts me, then I paint whatever feeling I have toward it, and then I paint it. Then a lot of times, I go to church and something moves me from what the preacher says, and I think about that, and I paint that. As I did the cup, the man holding the pitcher. I heard a sermon, I also read it in Matthew about him. It was Christ, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying, and it was just about time for him to be betrayed and be put to death. And he was praying to God, and he asked God if it was possible, let the cup pass him. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will, let your will be done. Even he didn't want to die because he was in a moral body, and he suffered pains as we suffered. He hungry, he slept, he got thirsty just as we did. And I think because of that, way he could understand the poor, understand humans better. I'll put it that way. For an example, he was like a rich man's son who had everything he wanted. He didn't know what suffering and humiliation was, so God prepared him a body. He came down to earth to redeem man, and he came in the form of man, the shape of man, where man could could understand him.
A lot of your paintings are of religious subjects. Are they taken either from the Bible or from sermons that you've heard?
Well, I think one of the reasons that is because I was reared in a very religious family. My grandmother practically raised me, and she was very religious, and she always carried me to church. And I guess it's some of what she had rubbed off on me.
And you still attend church regularly?
Yes, I go to church.
What church do you go to?
I go to the Free Will Holiness Church.
That's here in Lake City?
That's here in Lake City. For some reason, I believe in that church more so than I do any other churches because they preach what's in the Bible. You know, it's no additionally, they give you the hard gospel truth as Christ said it. And I enjoy that. I read the Bible quite a bit, and I don't know anything could be more disturbing to me than to go to the church and listen at the preacher tell about something happened over town. I'm not there for that. I read the newspaper for that. I'm there to get food for my soul, spiritual food, you know, when my soul hunger. So that's why I like that.
How long does it take you to do your paintings and your sculptures? Does it vary with each one?
It varies with each one, and the strange thing about that, since you asked, I knew sometime the same paint, the same brushes, but every time I paint a picture, it's a new experience. And it's not mechanical like, once you learn the basic fundamentals of signs, or like learning the alphabet, you just go right through them. But the way I paint, it's no fundamental, it's no basic principle. I respect certain laws in art to a certain degree, such as perspective, but proportion doesn't mean too much to me. If I think that a man worked with his hand, I won't emphasize his hand, so I make his hand bigger.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that a painting should look like a fine piece of jewelry in a jewelry store, not some or sunset or, you know, stuff like that, because you see that every day. And I think, again, that even if I could sculpt like Michelangelo, paint like Leonardo da Vinci, only history would be repeating itself. So I paint what I feel, what
your
I think.
Way.
That's right.
What about the materials you use? Can you describe the process of making casting a sculpture?
Oh, yes. First, when I'm conceived with an idea, I mold it in clay. And after it's finished, I build a bridge across the clay with tin template, you know, to separate the mold. Then I throw on first coat is blue plaster, that's the danger zone. And then I put on the white until I get it the thickness I think will support the plaster that's going to be poured back in the mold. But first you take your clay out, then you clean your mold, then you soap it. I use green soap to soap mine until it becomes a sheen, and that keeps the new plaster pulled back in the mold from adhesion to the mold. And then you chip it away. It's called a waste mold. It's hard work, but it's not very difficult to do. And then they have other molds. They have like piece mold, rubber mold, stuff like that. And that's when you want to make more than one.
Yeah. And how do you finish the sculpture?
There are any number of ways you can finish. You can finish in bronze, ivory, plaster. Lends itself very well to almost any medium that you wish to imitate. And I have sculpted in marble. In fact, I have one piece of marble. But marble is so expensive, you can't make a mistake. If you make a mistake, that's got
it.
It's
lost, yeah.
And I can't find the wood here to do wood carving.
I was just going to ask you, have you ever done wood?
I have done reliefs in wood. But every time I do one, somebody buy it.
What kind of wood do you use for that?
Well, I use white pine. I think whenever I can get it, I get northern white pine because it has a slowing, I think, growing process of drying. Anyway, it's some different from the southern white pine. And it has less rusgum in it, or tar.
Yeah. So it dries more evenly?
That's right, it dries more evenly, that's right.
Yeah. What about your paintings? What kind of paints do you use?
Well, I use oil, and I also dabble with pastel. I have some pastels. I use oil, watercolors, temperas. I use most medium. I never use any I can't think of the
acrylic
name.
Acrylic?
Acrylic.
Yeah.
I never use any of those, but I have I belong to the art league here, and one of the members of the league, she used acrylics, and so she told me I should try some of those. It works like oil, but it dries faster.
Quickly, yeah.
And so I think I'll try some acrylics.
Do you always work on canvas?
No, I've painted on bowls, card bowls, or canvas bowls, plywood, beaver board, whatever I can get. And I make my own canvas. I usually get white ducking, and I coat it with boar linseed oil, and use regular outside white paint.
Mm-hmm. And then start painting.
And then I start painting.
What about the choice of the colors that you use? Does that vary with every painting?
Whatever I'm painting, I paint. If I feel that green gonna get the message over, then I use green. If I think red will get the message over, then I use red. Whatever color I feel will get the message over.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You mentioned before when we were in the backyard that you do sign painting and house painting now.
Yes.
It was more your artwork that led you into that than the other way around.
No, what happened is that I was interested in art to start with. And then when I went to take this trade, I wanted to be a bricklayer, masonry, working masonry. But for some reason, whoever advised me told me not to take masonry, take something else. And I never liked the sword because when I was a child, I used to get whippings because they said I was riding a saw. We were sawing firewood, and I never liked the saw. And then I decided to take painting. So when I said, I want to be an artist, and I thought to be a good artist, then I should know about painting sign and be a good sign painter. Then I should, in other words, I should know about house painting. But all this was together. It's just one big field. Like a tree, it's got branches, you know. And I enjoy painting. I love to paint houses. I love to paint. I love to paint, period. And it makes it much easier on me when I'm out in the hot sun painting the house because I love it. And especially if it's a beautiful house and I'm doing a good job, I like it.
You're lucky. To be able to enjoy your work.
Well, I probably could have been an electrician. I probably could have been a plaster, cement finisher, any trade. But I wanted to be an architect. But I didn't have the mathematical background to be an architect, so I took the next best thing. Of course, I've had mechanical drawing. And one of the fellows who was teaching driving, when I told him that, he said, "Now you can be an architect." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you know what you need to know, so all you have to
That's
do is
really
get,
true,
get down to it."
That's all the questions I can think of right now.
Yeah, well, right now I go to work there.
It's almost 4:30. We better let you go.
Yeah. Well.